This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen, I hope you are doing well. Welcome to episode 209 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are doing well. I hope you're safe wherever you are in the world. Today, I wanted to plant a little idea about wealth creation for you. This is something that I've learned over a long period of time, you know, of doing all sorts of different things, basically, of investing and building my own business, multiple businesses, lots of businesses failed, some of them worked, lost a lot of money, made some money, and also being in the workforce for a long time, 10 plus years, right? And throughout that time, I've learned a thing or two about generating wealth, and I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that today, plant that seed in your head, because a lot of people don't really understand how to generate wealth in the right way. And in the right, in the right format, right? And it's especially evident now that cryptocurrency is becoming more and more popular. You know, there's lots of crypto deals popping up, MLM crypto opportunities popping up like mushrooms left and right. You know, they open up for a year or 2 years, some of them only like 6 months, and then they shut down. And then there's real cryptocurrency where you're literally buying real coins like Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, Solano, Cardano, whatever it is. And these are, you know, real crypto businesses that you can actually buy into. But again, they fluctuate up and down. And so it's just an interesting topic to talk about because, you know, people will put their last dollar into crypto, but they expect to be able to withdraw that money the next day, or they expect to become millionaires the next day, which is obviously not how wealth is created, okay? So in this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about the wealth creation process, the wealth cycle, and hopefully you're going to learn a little bit about this so that you can start to use your money in a much smarter way, okay? So let's start with how money is generally created right from the beginning, okay? So what happens is you graduate from university, and usually what happens is you go and get a job, right? That's really the start of the wealth creation process. It's basically getting a job, getting a salary, working for somebody else, for the most part, because that's really the lowest hanging fruit. You know, you don't really have any skills. You just got your degree or whatever it is, and it's the easiest way to make money, right? Now, obviously, there's lots of different things that you can do in terms of a job. I mean, you could specialize. It really depends on what kind of degree you got. Maybe you want to become a doctor or a lawyer. You know, this is obviously more specialist and it costs a lot more money. Some people just get more general degrees like a business major or accounting or psychology or whatever it is. And then they kind of come out into the workforce and they just sort of do whatever, right? So that's really the start of the wealth cycle. You graduate, you work for somebody, you get a day job, and then you make a salary, okay? So you're getting the salary at the end of the month, every single month, and maybe you're making whatever it is, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, somewhere around there, right? And you're slogging through the process, and you're working for the man, right? You're kind of a cog in the system, because that's essentially what's going on, and you're busting your butt, and you're making the salary at the end of every single month, okay? Now, what you do with the remains of that salary is really how you start to generate more wealth. Okay. Now, unfortunately, most people don't have enough. You know, they don't have enough money to cover their month. They actually have more month than they do have salary. Okay, that's kind of the problem that a lot of people find themselves in. But a lot of it also has to do with the way that people spend money, right? People's spending habits, and a lot of people end up buying a lot of shit that they don't need. You know, they put a lot of money on their they put a lot of stuff on their credit card. They have the newest iPhone, they have the newest flat screen TV, they have the newest, you know, pairs of jeans from Yeezys or whatever it is, right? When this kind of stuff isn't even necessary. People are just so used to keeping up with the Joneses that they end up spending a lot of their money that they don't really need to spend, and a lot of it doesn't really have to do with that they don't have enough money. They just have very, very bad spending habits, okay? So it really is about being smart with your money, about practicing something called delayed gratification. I practiced that for a long time, 10 plus years, before I really made it in my business. And basically, what I did was I survived on the salary that I had at a very minimal level, and I took the majority of it, and I saved that money. So I got very, very good at saving that money. And then I took that money, and instead of spending it, or instead of dropping it into the newest crypto deal, which is actually not a very smart thing to do, is I took most of that money and I invested it in a business, okay? Because that's the second step of the wealth creation process. A lot of people think it's, you know, get a job, make some money, and then dump it into investments. Actually, that's the wrong, that you're skipping a step, right? Because the problem is that whenever you buy an investment, like you buy a real estate property, right? Or you buy stocks or funds or shares or cryptocurrency or whatever investment vehicle, you know, tickles your fancy, an investment isn't supposed to pay you back for a long, long time, right? If you get into the property investment game, your property needs to sit there for at least 10 to 20 years, if not 30 years, right? So if you're thinking of taking the money that you really don't have, or you just have a little bit of extra money and you're dumping it into an investment that you can't touch for 30 years, you better have a lot of extra money. Otherwise, that money is going to go into a, you know, a very deep hole, which you will eventually get back, but it's a long time before you see that money back, right? So investing is really the last step of the wealth creation process. A lot of people don't realize that, right? So the second step is really to start a business. And why a business? Well, a business is something that can generate you money quicker, okay? Now, it's not going to take you 30 years to generate money. It can actually be pretty quick, depending on what kind of business you build, right? Now, in the traditional sense, if you were to reinvest that money back into a traditional brick-and-mortar business, most traditional brick-and-mortar businesses will give you returns within 12 to 24 months. That's pretty normal, okay? About 12 months to break even, 24 months to get into profit, and then 36 months, you know, to scale and that kind of thing, right? But the beauty is that you can fast-forward that step and just build an online business, right? Now, an online business is still going to take a little bit of time. You're not going to be able to become a millionaire overnight, right? Like, you know, unlike a lot of what a lot of these ads and, you know, and you know, things on social media and online say, it does still take a little bit of time because you still have to build the business. You have to build the foundation. You have to understand how to build it. You have to give it time to grow, right, and scale. But you don't have to wait, you know, 12 months. That's quite a long time. For an online business, if you do it right, you can probably break even in a couple of months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, less, right? And then you can start profiting and then scaling within 6 months if you know what you're doing, okay? So you've just halved that process, which is really, really cool, okay? Now, here's the other beauty of an online business is that when you learn to do it right, once you figure out how to make 1 + 1 = 2, all right, how do you take $1 and turn it into $3, then you can scale really, really quick, okay? So the growth, the growth curve of an online business is an exponential curve, right? It starts off slow, just like a traditional business, but once you figure stuff out, it starts to curve and grow very, very aggressively, because when you know what you're doing, it's very, very easy to scale, okay? But when you don't know what you're doing, it's difficult to grow, if that makes sense, okay? And that's kind of how an online business works. Now, the beauty about investing your money into an online business is that a business is meant to generate you a lot of cash, all right? So you're not going to have to wait 15, 20, 30 years like a traditional investment would require. With an online business especially, you're able to generate cash monthly once you break through, okay? So the difficult part is breaking through, and the difficult part is understanding that it does take upfront capital, and it takes time. It takes sweat equity, right? You need to put, you know, sweat into it. You need to roll up your sleeves. You need to grease those elbows, and you need to get in there and do the hard work, right? But once you've done that, it can, you know, it can bring you 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100K a month in cash flow, which is really, really good. That's really powerful, okay? So that's step number two of the wealth creation process. So step number one, you get a normal job. You know, you get a salary every single month. You pay for your expenses. You pay for your life, and then you save as much of it as you can, and then you take whatever you have and you reinvest it into an online business, which is going to be your cash producing engine. Okay. Now, once you've got that cash producing engine well oiled, and it's bringing you in, you know, $5, $10, $15, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 a month, even more, right? Millions of dollars. Yeah. You then want to take that money, and then you want to invest that money into investments, okay? So things like, we already spoke about cryptocurrency, real estate, you know, ETFs, funds, stocks, mutual funds, things like that, right? And that's how you grow your wealth exponentially, because once you have that cash, you know, that money machine that's bringing you cash in every single month, then your back isn't against the wall anymore, right? You're able to grow wealth or grow your income exponentially because you've got that machine that's growing that wealth for you. And then now you've got all this extra income. You want investments, which is a long-term vehicle, to then help you grow that income by 10, 20, 30, 40% a year, depending on what investment and what your risk appetite is like, right? So if we're talking about real estate, again, it depends on where you live in the world and where you're listening to this episode or this show from. But, you know, in certain parts of the world, real estate might grow at 10% a year. It might grow at 15% a year. Some markets, like in Asia, for example, might grow more aggressively, right? If you're in a more stable, you know, older market, right, like the UK, for example, it's going to grow a little bit slower, right? But very dependably at you know, whatever percent. I don't even know what it is in the UK, to be honest. But I know the UK market has a great property market, very, very stable. And so you might decide that you're going to put, you know, 20% of your portfolio into that, okay, but you know, you're not going to put everything into that portfolio, if that makes sense. Maybe you put like 30% into cryptocurrency, and if you buy the right crypto, you know, you might be growing at 50% a year, 80% a year, 200% a year. It just depends on what coins you buy. If you buy an altcoin, right, and you got in during the rush, like Solana, you may have made 1,000% in a month. Do you know what I mean? It just depends on your risk appetite, yeah? So again, you want to diversify that portfolio and grow at different percentages over the, you know, over a period of time. And that's really how the wealth cycle looks like, okay? So I just wanted to plant that seed, because some people don't understand how that works. And what they do is you know, they slog away, they work super hard, and then they take what little savings they have at the end of each month and they dump it into some sort of crypto deal, hoping, you know, that they're going to become rich overnight, when it's not designed to do that. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to do it properly. You want to save. You want to, you know, practice something called delayed gratification. Don't buy everything that you don't need. You don't need those new Nikes. You know, you don't need that newest, you know, you don't need iPhone 13, right? I used my iPhone 5 for years before I upgraded to the iPhone 12. Seriously, it's absolutely fine. The technology is so good these days. You don't need the newest thing. Delay your gratification. Save that money, take that money, invest it in a business, create that cash generating machine that will really fund most of your lifestyle, right? And then take that wealth and then invest it into investment vehicles. And that's how you win in life, all right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got some aha moments, right? Let me know, whatever platform you're listening to this on, let me know those aha moments. I would love to hear that, right? And if you enjoyed this episode, please share this episode with someone who might need to hear this message today. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.